When the sun burps on this moment of science. Something mysterious happened in early January of 1997. Rather abruptly, a multi-million dollar communications satellite that had been in perfect working order suddenly shut down, never to work again. Millions of folks found their television sets gone blank. It was as if one of the highlights of 20th century technology, the communications link between broadcast tower, satellite, and receiver, had simply been snuffed out. Was this an attack from outer space? One likely candidate for an explanation does, in fact, come from outer space, though it isn't anything as exotic as an alien invasion. Just at the time of the satellite's failure, the Earth was hit by a blast fired out of the sun. This blast of energy was made up of magnetically charged particles that were moving at about 1,000,000 miles an hour. The whole cloud was about 30 million miles wide. Even at its colossal rate of speed, this cloud was so big that it took an entire day to pass by any given point in its path. Scientists think it may have overloaded the satellite the way a sudden burst of electricity, say from a bolt of lightning, can blow the fuses in a house. As dramatic as this seems, though, the event itself is actually rather commonplace. The Earth is knocked by high-energy bursts from the sun all the time. When the sun is especially active, we can be hit as frequently as once a day, for the most part, without noticeable effects. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Chuck Horowitz in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.